Recently, Barbara Washburn passed away at the age of 99. She was the first woman to set foot on the summit of Denali, but her legacy in the Talkeetna area has as much to do with who she was as what she did. KTNA's Philip Manning has this remembrance.
Barbara and Brad Washburn's adventure together began in New England. Ken Pauley, who worked with the Washburns at the Museum of Science in Boston, explains how they met.
She was his secretary. And needless to say, there was, over time, there was a relationship developed, and they spent a lot of time together and became husband and wife.
After Brad and Barbara married in 1940, Ken Pauley says it was not common to see them apart.
They were inseparable, and wherever he or she went, they went together.
That led to shared adventures around the world, from the Grand Canyon to Mount Everest. One such adventure occurred in 1947 when the Washburns were part of an expedition on Denali. RKO Films documented the expedition in the short Operation White Tower.
Expedition leader Bradford Washburn and Mrs. Washburn embark on a standard commercial airliner out of Minneapolis, bound more than 1,800 miles north on the first leg of a journey that will end where few men and no women have ever been before.
Not only had no women summited North America's highest peak as of 1947, but mountaineering ranger Roger Robinson says that Barbara Washburn may have been the first to even try.
Essentially, she was the only woman along, and one of the very first women probably ever to venture into the Lasker Range on a climbing trip.
The expedition was a success, and Barbara Washburn was the first woman to set foot on Denali's summit. Mountain guide Brian Okunek says that her fortitude went even further, however.
She must have been, you know, tough as nails on the trail, because she, you know, not only did Denali as the first woman to climb the mountain, but she did both summits. And she did the first ascent of Mount Hayes.
Being the first woman to summit Denali cemented Barbara Washburn's place in mountaineering history. The fame that earns someone in a place like Talkeetna is self-evident, but Diane Kalamar-Okunek says that didn't translate back on the East Coast.
They enjoyed their notoriety here, which Barbara said they didn't have at all at home. They were just regular people, and her friends didn't particularly know that she'd been a climber or done all these amazing things in Alaska. They had no clue.
A major reason that Barbara Washburn's fame was somewhat subdued outside of the mountaineering community is that she didn't talk about it much, as former Denali National Park Ranger Daryl Miller explains.
She was so understated. She was always so gracious. And accomplished so much, but really never said very much about what she did as a climber.
More important than fame to Barbara Washburn were individual relationships. Diane Kalamar-Okunek says that people were a big part of what drew Barbara to climbing.
And one thing she really enjoyed was the camaraderie of climbing. Like when we had a woman here that soloed Denali, her first reaction was, "Oh, what's wrong? Doesn't she have any friends?"
That sense of friendship and camaraderie extended well after Barbara Washburn's relatively brief climbing career. Roger Robinson says that the Washburns made a priority of befriending many people in the Talkeetna area.
You know, the people that lived here were her friend, you know, were like family to her. And so when she would come, they were always keen on looking up a lot of people and making connections.
That sense of family holds especially true for Taras Genet. Taras is the son of Ray Genet, an accomplished climber who died while descending Mount Everest in 1979. Taras says his relationship with the Washburns was very close.
My dad had passed away, when I was only a year and a half old, and they were kind of surrogate grandparents in some sort of way, because they gave my mom a lot of support, and they were always... You know, they always connected with us when they did come up, which was often.
In addition to helping his family after the loss of Ray, Taras Genet says that the Washburns served as an inspiration.
They were just so full of energy. I mean, the things they were doing just, and most people don't have that kind of energy, you know, especially even in their older age. They really never slowed down.
Brian Okunek also says that the Washburns' sense of adventure never seemed to fade, and that during conversations they were
always watching over their shoulder at the weather, because they never, ever skipped an opportunity to go yet on another flight around the mountain.
Barbara Washburn passed away on September 25th in Lexington, Massachusetts. November 10th would have marked her 100th birthday. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.